From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm David Byrd reporting. Security forces in Burkina Faso are battling suspected Islamist militants holding hostages at an upscale hotel. Amateur video showed the Splendide Hotel on fire in the capital city, Ouagadougou. A senior security official said that gunmen had stormed the hotel and did not know how many attackers there are. He did confirm that hostages have been taken and said the operation could take several hours. The site intelligence group says the local Al-Qaeda affiliate, known as AQIM, claimed responsibility as the attack was ongoing. While there are no confirmed reports of injuries or death at this time, in Washington, State Department spokesman John Kirby said the United States strongly condemns the attack in Ouagadougou. We extend our deepest condolences to the families of the victims during this senseless assault on innocent people. Secretary of State John Kerry will travel to Vienna, Austria, Saturday for consultations with Iran's foreign minister and the European Union's high representative on the implementation of a nuclear agreement with Iran. Meanwhile, the UN Atomic Energy Agency is expected to verify whether Tehran is complying with its commitment to curtail its nuclear program. At the White House, spokesman Josh Earnest said the Obama administration recognizes the steps Iran has taken.
We are aware that Iran has made important progress in fulfilling the obligations and commitments that they made in the context of that international agreement to dismantle significant portions of their nuclear infrastructure.
Earnest said international inspectors would work to make sure that Tehran continues to abide by the agreement. This is VOA News.